welcome to Dr. Therese Starlight Show. It's good to be back with you. Well, I guess with Mercury retrograde, we all have to suffer a little bit of setback. As you know, Mercury controls transportation, communication, the radio world, and there you go. It looks like if we had to do something regarding the radio show. That's why you didn't see me for a while. You didn't hear about me for a while. Basically, it is simply due to the celestial motion that forces a form of restructure. So, here I am now, and the BBS radio is up and running. My dear friend John is as much as I am all excited to hear me again in the air. So we're going to discuss a few things again. All right. What I'd like to discuss is my upcoming course in Hawaii. First of all, for those of you who do not sign up for my newsletter, you're missing some real good information. And some deals also. Now, understand that being born in the south of France, the same place as Notre Dame, I was lucky enough to be able to revive this incredible, phenomenal man's methodology. And the seer's work has nothing to do with the astrology. You know, you read, you practice, you study, or whatever. This is why I call it astropsychology. Realize also that the great prophet did not have a watch or a computer. This means indeed that this astropsychology course is free of mathematical jargon, free of any problems involving too much thinking. Put it this way. After a week with me, being harassed by me and following the methodology that has proven to be successful because nobody has failed the test so far in many years that I taught, you are going to be using intuition, symbolism. You're going to fly into the universal mind with me, and this is where my celestial artwork will play a very important part, because I will guide you again symbolically into the dialect of God, into the hieroglyph of the universe, into the stars, and you will not even know that you are raising your cosmic consciousness to the point where you will be able to do what I do. Yes, you heard me. There is no reason for you not to be able to do what I do, to read anybody accordingly, to synchronize with the universal laws, to use the stars instead of being a robot of the stars, and to be very successful. For your information, when I arrived in this country in 1984, I was literally homeless, destitute, in the street, nothing, zip, nothing. But I knew a little bit more than the majority of people. And this is where I am, who I am, and where I am today. Never forget, knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. Now, not only will I give you the true golden keys, what it means to be human, but I'm also offering you a career. If you are not happy, and there is many of you out there listening to me right now, if you're not happy, common sense dictates that either something is missing in your life, I don't care the excuse, or I have no money, I'm busy, I have no time for that, it's against God, I don't know what your excuse is. But let me tell you something. The worst that can happen to you is to expect your life to change if you do not do anything about your life. It's common sense. If you're not happy where you're at, if you don't have enough money, if you don't feel fulfilled, if you don't regenerate, if you don't have love, if you're not successful, if you don't have at least $50,000 in your bank account, something is wrong. And I can only repeat myself. Don't expect your life to change if you do not change your attitude And if you don't try anything, listen to this. I was in France and in England, miserable. I'm not asking you to be 5,000 or 6,000 away from home and arrived in a country where nobody knows you. I'm not asking you that. Been there, done that. Take some gas, trust me. I'm asking you to go to Hawaii. Oh, you're going to say, but Dr. Chewy, $1,500 doesn't seem much for you. You could spend that any time, but I can do that. I have kids. I have rent to pay. I have insurance. I've got, name it. I understand all that. And this is why. This is why I am offering a supreme deal tonight. Well, another reason is that I have enough of all these email pouring at me saying, Dr. Chewy, please do something with your course. It's too high. All right. Now, first of all, I'm offering this course for $900 instead of $1,500, which means the $600 that you are now saving can be going to apply towards your flight to Hawaii. Now bring a friend and put another $250 on top of that. You bring a friend or a family member. You might as well ask this friend to put half of the bill down. So actually you're going to pay only $650. So just be aware that I am not just offering you a course in astrology. Far from that. Far from that. Oh my gosh, you could be so wrong if you think I'm going to teach you astrology. Well, well above astrology, and most of all, I'm going to elaborate drastically on the power of the subconscious. I am going to talk about the superconscious in time and space. I'm going to educate you. Remember, knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. If you do not respect the laws of the universal mind, you are going to be a robot of the stars and you ain't gonna have a beautiful life, period. You're gonna be a robot of the stars, you're gonna be a victim of the stars, you will never be fully satisfied, and you'll be going day by day waiting for your last breath on this hell. Doesn't work that way. You don't have to. Take a chance. Mingle with the people that vibrates like you. All these people that are gonna meet me in Hawaii, they are very spiritual people. Very advanced people. And guess what? It happened many, many times in my course that people also like each other and start up relationships. Well, there is so much more that I'm going to teach you in this course. The secret of the universal mind. The handling, understanding, and use of your subconscious and its correlation with the superconscious in time and space. I'm going to give you proof of that on the spot. I'm going to teach you the tarot. I'm going to combine and teach you the astrology from the Orient, Chinese astrology. We're going to discuss so many things. And you will not know, absolutely not know, that you slowly but surely you are going to build a reflex. And when I'm going to throw at you the questionnaire with 150 questions, you're going to have a blast because you will know all the answers and you will graduate and you will become an astropsychologist. And from there, you will find a way to service this world and the world will be rewarding to you because there is so much demand. I can't handle the work that is thrown at me every day. I raise my price to the roof. They're still ordering. Now, this time in space that we are living is so crucial. Slowly but surely, the world is raising its own consciousness. Technology is a great help. This radio show is a great help. My website is a great help. I can reach so many people. I can also teach you how I did it in the course. So when you go home, that little computer of yours can start to make money when you're sleeping. You gotta be practical. If you have knowledge, if you have experience, there is a way for society to use that knowledge. If you don't have it, your history, unless you decide to make a change. And I can only repeat myself, the worst that can happen to you is to expect a new life and you doing nothing about it. It does not work that way. You've got to take chance. As I said, all the way from France, I arrived here homeless, destitute. Did I take a chance or what? And do you think there was somebody that was going to give me a break on my plane ticket? No. I had to work night and day for months, three jobs at a time, sell everything, come here with a single suitcase and $50 in my pocket. Talking about a chance. I had knowledge. I had faith in me, in my ability. I knew I would do it. I knew I could do it, and I did it. I've got a beautiful home. I've got a beautiful SUV. I've got a beautiful sport car. I got beautiful pet. I'm loved. I'm successful. I'm in demand. Guess what? I'm like you, a human being. Guess what? The only difference between you and me is that I have supreme knowledge and I have a full understanding of my subconscious and I make good use of this knowledge. I want to give you that if you come to Hawaii. But you're going to say, but Dr. Turi, man, that costs $100 and something a day to stay in the center or in the spa over there. No. If you cannot afford to stay in the spa, if you receive my newsletter, sample, read it, and there is a lady right there in the Big Island that is willing to answer your call or to email you back and helping you to find lodging. Very cheap. Very cheap. Bed and breakfast, Motel 6, or you could also find somebody to share the room. There is so many ways for you to do so. You just have to mean business. Don't say, oh my gosh, I really would love to know and do what Dr. Turi does. Travel the world and teach and write books, be on TV and on the radio. I'd love to do what this man does. Well, you have to mean business. Okay, let me give you this example. Let's say I'm God. Let's say I'm God, okay? And here you are, beautiful lady out there, and you have wishes. I'm going to say to you, okay, honey, I'm going to pick you up tomorrow morning. And you're going to say, oh my gosh, I have a date with God. I say, yes, you have a date with God. Let's go back in time and space. The next day, see the red carpet flowing all the way to my big golden limousine. Here you are. You're walking. You're all made up. You're beautiful. You come inside the limousine. And I'm going to turn around. I'm going to look at you straight in the eyes. And I'm going to say, hey, what do you want? You're going to say, You're going to think too long. You're going to go left and right, up and down. You're going to be not sure. You pray, you ask, you hope, you wish. Wrong. Demand. Demand. Remember, you have been made in the image of God. You like it or not, you know it or not, you have the essence of creation within the depth of your soul. And if you do not demand, and if you do not understand that you're God, if you do not understand that your thoughts are things, that the future is a reincarnation of your thought, if you don't get it, you are not going to attract the people, the option, the opportunity to bring about this wish. Then I'm going to say to you, okay, all right, well, she doesn't know what she wants. Well, she's a pretty person. She's very sophisticated. I guess what? We're going to take her to France. So I'm going to tell you, hey, I'm going to take you shopping in the Champs-Élysées in Paris. That works with you? And you're going to say, oh my gosh, hell yeah, 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 God, please take me there. Remember, my limousine fly, okay? And then I am on my way. I'm on my way to Paris. I'm taking you shopping. I got plenty of money. Remember, I'm God, right? All right. Arriving at the first corner, you say, God, stop, stop, stop. I said, hey, what's happening? I say, well, you know what? I trust you. I love you, but I don't want to go to Paris by myself. I got a girlfriend. I'm very close to her. Can we go and get her? But I'm going to say to you, but of course, absolutely no problem. Let's go and get her. And we go and get your girlfriend, your mother, your sister, whomever, whatever. And then we tell her the situation, and here we go. We're on the way to Paris, going to the Champs-Élysées, shopping for you. And as we drove to the next corner, now your friend is talking to you, and you go, stop, stop, God, stop, stop. And I'm going to say, what? What is it now? You're going to say, well, you know what? My friend has another friend. Okay. Okay. I'm going to look for a nice parking lot. I'm going to take the keys out of the ignition. I'm going to look at you, and I'm going to say it again. What do you want? Meantime, I took the key off the ignition. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? Do you think when I arrived in this country in 1984 with 50 bucks in my pocket, 1,000 miles away from my family, I was washy-washy about finding food or finding a place to stay or having a job? No way. I meant business. It was life and death, basically. It was that, or I was homeless. And the very next day, I had a job, okay, and I had a place to stay. Yes. When you read my book, You Are God, I will explain to you from A to Z what transpired those crucial days and how slowly but surely I raised to where I am and who I am today. And you can do it. You have a little voice inside of you. That little voice will never lie to you. The power of your subconscious is so extraordinarily strong. Oh my gosh, if you could just be aware of it. Let me tell you another episode of the power of your subconscious. I was barely 11 years old. My mom and my stepfather was constantly arguing. And I used to say to them, is there any way you guys could talk? After all, you are the adults, right? And they never heard me. And they would keep screaming at each other. And every single day I had to listen to this. Finally, one day, I woke up with a terrible, terrible headache. Both of my ears was in crucifying pain. And there was a lot of discharge on my pillowcase. I cried. My mom took me immediately to the doctor. The doctor said, oh my gosh, let's take Louis immediately to the emergency room. Excuse me. They took me to the hospital. The doctor looked at me and they stuffed my little butt with 8,000 units of penicillin trying to stop the infectious organism that I had in both of my ears. After a full week of this heavy-duty treatment, nothing changed. My eyes were slowly closing. My head felt like a pumpkin. I couldn't eat. The doctor's prognostic was I had maybe a week or two to live. I was going to get blind. I was going to get infection in the brain, and I was going to die. That was it. And he asked my mom, there's nothing we can do for him. He doesn't respond to anything at all. Do you want to keep him here, let him die here, or do you want to take him home? My mom says, I'm going to take him home. They took me home. But you see, they did not take me home per se. My mom took me straight to my grandmother's farm. Guess what? Grandma never raises a voice. Grandma never screams. Grandma is a loving machine, very caring. And the very same day, the healing process works in my favor. 5 days later, I was back up together. The infection was gone and my head was back normal. And those stupid doctors are still scratching their big, educated head, wondering how I didn't die. Let me tell you something. As a child, there is a very, very small filter, which means a child is connected to a subconscious much closer than what you are as an adult. I was making a wish not to hear my fox screaming every day and every night. I had enough. My subconscious is like God. who create an earthquake and kill innocent babies. My subconscious said, okay, I have to grant your wish because you mean it. And the only way it could grant my wishes was by making me impaired and losing my hearing. But once my subconscious realized that I didn't have to listen to my parents anymore, there was no noise anymore, and I stopped making that wish anymore, the healing process turned in my favor. This is why it's drastically important for every mother out there to never, ever tell their children they're going to go to hell unless they want to produce serial killers and rapists, which this great country produces all the time in the name of religion by referencing sexual drive, and women become the reason of, subconsciously, of course, their misery, and they dismember and kill and burn or eat that woman. Be careful. The subconscious is extraordinarily powerful, but does not differentiate your fears from your wishes. You got to be educated and understand its power. Another lady came and saw me the other day. Dr. Chiri, I'm going to die. I want you to help me. I have cancer. I'm afraid. Could you please tell me what can I do? I look at her and I said, well, honey, I'm not sure just yet. Let's find out more things about you. I put her on my table in my healing room. I hypnotized her. And I asked this lady only two questions. The first one was, tell me the most beautiful thing that ever happened to you. You should have seen her face immediately lighting up like a rainbow. Big smile, showing me a beautiful white teeth. And she tells me, my boyfriend, I love him so much, and I see myself having his child. I see myself getting pregnant and taking care of both of them. I love them so much. I want his baby so bad. And then I said to her, now, tell me the worst thing that can happen to you, or did happen to you. And she goes, well, first of all, the face changes drastically. Could see she was making such an ugly face, and tears pour out of her eyes. She goes, my boyfriend left me. I will never have his child. I want to die. And I woke her up. I used my talisman in her first, and I was firmly convinced that she wanted to get pregnant. She wanted to get big. And she built up a tremendous amount of fat on the lower abdomen, which she thought she had a tumor. So I told her, you could go to the hospital. You can have all this removed because there is no cancer in there. And I want you to change your attitude. Because very often, your so-called loss is a liberation. And you're lucky that this person never gave you a child. So I start to recarve her a positive psyche to take her out of her trouble and help her to lead a more productive and loving life. Now, you want to see her now? Oh my gosh, you want to see her now? The subconscious is extraordinarily powerful and works in relationship to your UCI. Again, remember, UCI stands for Unique Celestial Identity. That is no joke. This is not a joke. 99.9% of the people on this earth are ignorant. They have education, traditional education. Even your doctors, with their education and accredited college and universities, are killing over 300,000 of you each year because of wrong prescriptions, malpractice. Do not trust anyone just because he has a degree or diploma or is a doctor. Be smart. We are all only human beings, and we have all the right to make errors. Doctors are not there to kill people, but they are responding to what they have been taught. Pretty much like the church. Do you expect the church to teach you astrology? Excuse me? No. You cannot know the the real faces of God. Sorry, you cannot understand and work the magic and through the creation of God. Excuse me, you cannot touch the stars. It's against God. Meantime, if you take the time to investigate my website and you scroll down on my homepage, you are going to see the Pope pictures and the Pope being taught astrology by the Vatican Council. And then under that picture, you are going to see the Pope being enthroned under the sign of Leo, which happens to be the king of the zodiac. For your information, you have an astrological chart on the Vatican lobby, an astrological chart at the Federal Reserve on the roof, an astrological chart if you go to Las Vegas. Realize that the Hoover Dam was built upon astrological procedure. The huge astrological chart is right there by the bridge. Stop there next time. Do you think the church wants you to know all that? No, 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 don't touch the stars. It's against God. But what about the 12 hours of the day that create our watch, the 12 months of the year, the 12 apostles, the 12 sins, the 12 jury, the 12 tribe of Israel, the 12 notes of music, the 12 symmetrical numbers. Wait a minute here. Each time a very devout Christian is looking at his watch, guess what? He's looking at an astrological chart, because this is how time was structured. All this precious knowledge is buried under the 7 miles of secret library under the Vatican and was stolen by the Inquisition and the Church, confiscated, and people who had gifts end up burned in hell by the Church. The same apply with the Indians. The Pope signed two very important cetera bull, two orders. The first one, as his opinion and wisdom coming directly from God, was unchallengeable. The world was flat, the four corners of the flat was flat. So all the cats had to be destroyed because they were evil. In the process of killing all the cats, all devout Christians didn't want to go to hell, so they kill all the cats. The rat population explodes, and the Pope is responsible for millions of deaths. In Europe is a plague. The second cetera bull was to gather all the powers of Europe. Yes, let's build ships and let's go to the new world. And my order to you, Cortez, when you see the Incas, who've never seen a white man or a horse, and giving you all the gold that they had from the Temple of the Sun and Temple of the Moon loaded with astrological relics, you have to kill them, because they are pagans, because they cannot be converted into Christians. You have to kill all the Indians. And all the artifacts and all the gold was brought back to Europe and stuffed under the Vatican. This gold, this artifact, does not belong to the church, but to the Indians, the knowledge to you. Guess what? Now maybe you understand why the church will use the instinct of preservation by telling you, if you touch the stars, you're going to go to hell. Guess what? You are in hell right here, right now. That is because ignorance. But you can turn this hell, like I did, into an American dream if you are smart and if you're willing to challenge the status quo. Taking chances is a must in order to succeed. For if you walk the same path, think the same way, do the same thing, don't expect your life to change. Use common sense. This is what I do every day. People are coming from all over the world in my healing room. They've tried it all. They've been used, abused, raped. In the name of ignorance, they have no more faith. They are walking skeletons. Many of them are just waiting to die. They've lost hopes. They come here. I sat them in my chair. I make sure I use alcohol to get rid of all the negative energy they carry with them in their poisoned aura. And they are not entering my healing room until they are completely cleaned out with the black ball. The black ball goes out when the moon is in Scorpio, totally loaded with plutonic energy. It's like a vacuum cleaner. It's like a black hole sucking all the energy that they had inside of them. There is a procedure where I tell them not to cross their feet, not to uncross their fingers, and put their head against that ball with their hand on top of that black ball. And I tell them, imagine that is a black hole. What you do not want in you, your fears, your pain, your drama, your guilt, your disease, let it go. Feel the sucking energy of this black ball. In less than 2 minutes, they become like your cell phone battery, complete and entirely empty. And it's only then, when your battery is empty, then I can charge it. Then I get another ball. But these balls spend all day in the hot Arizona sun, loaded with the essence of life force number one, the sun. And now I'm telling them, this ball is not sucking anymore, but it's giving you. Don't cross your feet. Cross your hands and your fingers. Never uncross your hand. Whatever you do, put your forehead against that ball. Now, let the center of the sun go through your soul. Recharge all your chakras and ask and demand the forces of the universe working through this ball to bring about all your wishes, your health, your happiness, love, money, security, a good career, self-esteem, whatever. Right there, just before I start the session, when they are done with this Kabbalistic cleansing, these people are already totally changed. And I tell them, I make sure they understand. I say, you didn't fly from New York or God knows where. You didn't give me $1,000 to waste your time. When you get out of my house, you'll be dead. You will be dead to who you were when you knock at my door. You will be born again. Then I do their full life reading. I check about their soul's purpose, explaining from A to Z their relationship with the divine. These people are mesmerized. They are recharging, regenerating like they never did before. They are listening. Oh my gosh. The information that nobody knows about them, I throw them at their faces. I tell them things they don't even know or realize. I talk about their soul's purpose, what they are here in this dense physical world for. I teach them what's the best way for them to make money, how their mental process is set up by universal scheme of things to learn, to teach, to pass on, or grasp informations. I tell them their gift in the real estate, where they came from as children. I talk about love, romance, their creativity, their children. I talk about their health. I explain to them how important it is not to eat anything that has eyes or hair. How important it is to eat healthy so that the immune system is boosted up to the roof and then they never get a disease. I talk about their marriage. I talk about their past life. I see their witchcraft residue. I see their regeneration principle. I see their relationship with foreigners. Their study potential, their teaching potential, their traveling potential. I see their career, their public standing, the respect. I see their wishes, their friends, the groups they are eating with. I see their subconscious drive. And I explain every single of those planets in this immaculate, incredible housing system that makes them who they are, a child of the universe. Then I talk about their dragon. How much they are stuck on their tail, their past life, guilt. I explain to them how important it is to use the tail carefully and lead them with all the gifts of their past life towards the head of the dragon, which is a promise of success and liberation. Then I do the astral tarot and connect directly with their subconscious and blow them away by giving them information and cleansing them right there. And then I let them rest a little bit as I prepare the healing room, the last preparation. The healing room is ready, don't get me wrong. But I light up the candle, I get the music going, get the infrared, ultrasound, all my crystals, all my tools, check up everything, and then this person gets in there. 2-3 hours later, that person come out of my healing room, totally reborn. Then I get feedback after that. Dr. Tree, I was in anti-depression forever. It's been 3 months now. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Dr. Tree, I had chronic headaches forever. Oh my gosh, what happened to me? I don't know what you did to me. Dr. Tree, I wanted to commit suicide. I didn't have no zest for life. I lost hope. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. Well, my gift. Remember, if you throw something up, it's got to come down. There is no school that produced Einstein. Mozart and Beethoven worked many, many past lives before they could come up 11 years old and become musical geniuses. Well, I tell you what, we are now half an hour into the show. It's time for me to take care of some of you. So if you have any questions, I'm your man. All right. I'm thinking of how much knowledge I wish I could pass on to people. Sometimes I think when I see people in the street with long face and I can see their aura, feel their energy, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, if this person would just take a chance on something or somebody different, her life or his life would be so much better. I can see people being emotionally devastated. They've lost a loved one. They've lost a lover, a wife, a husband, a child, a pet, name it. I see them walking down the street, trying to hide away their pain. They are walking heart of pain. They are crying without tears, non-stop. These are the people that I can help. But because they've been taught by religion, you don't dig into astrology. They are missing the boat. So they're going back weekend after weekend to the church, trying to get their problem fixed. But guess what? It's still the same. Do I have any color? I'm hearing some bips. Don, are you here? Can you hear me, Don?
I can hear you. Yeah, we have a caller online with you.
Okay, let's have him. Caller, what's your name?
Carmela.
Where are you from, Carmela?
I am from Los Angeles, California.
Oh,
born and raised.
Talk to me, honey. What's your date of birth? Give me the month first.
June.
So that's the 6?
23.
And the year?
71.
1971. Honey, let me tell you a few things, okay?
Okay.
The head of the dragon is moving in your 10th house of career. And because you're on the cusp in your 9th house of higher education.
Okay.
So what I see with you is a restructure of your education, philosophical and religious persona, and restructure
okay.
of your career. This will force you, of course, to move. Have you thought of it yet or not?
Yeah, that'll cause me to move?
You will have to move, yes. Well,
okay.
Remember, I'm about 2 years ahead of you now, but
okay.
all this will start around your birthday. Let me
okay.
ask you a couple questions. Do you like to cook or do you like to eat?
I love to cook and eat both.
See, I can see you in your kitchen, honey.
Yes.
Do you have a good connection with your mom or not?
I do.
Good. Meantime, I see some problems, though, when you were growing up.
Yes.
You have to let it go, okay?
Okay.
Remember, you have chosen your parents, your country, your world, and that's just the way it is.
How do you see my love life?
The dragon in Aquarius. Do you know what that means?
No.
Aquarius was television, New Age, astrology,
yes.
computers,
okay.
UFOs, Japan.
Okay.
And that means you are gifted and you are very lucky within the world of the New Age, including astrology. People who have your dragon spend their lives on television. Oprah Winfrey, Larry King, Elvis Presley, Princess Diana, Einstein. These are the people that had your dragon, honey.
Okay.
Now, do you do any form of art?
Do I do any type of art?
Question, yes or no?
Yes.
What type of art?
Well, sing.
Singing?
Yeah.
Well, that's on your tail. In your past life, you were not a female, though.
No.
You were a guy, and you were in France. Well,
oh, wow.
It doesn't take anything away from your femininity or your beauty, you understand me, okay?
Right.
But your strengths, your independence, sometimes a little bit egocentric.
Yeah,
that come
very.
From your past life as a man in France. You also have past life in Italy.
Oh, wow.
Why? You don't like these places?
Yes, I do.
I know. You don't like French or Italian or Spanish?
Spanish from my dad's side, Mexican from my mom's side.
I see.
Well, I wanted to know about my love life or that type of, what do you see in that?
In
aspect?
This past life?
In my love life.
Oh, your love life. Well, I knew you always had a problem there. Sorry. The reason is, many reasons. First of all, you have the moon in Cancer, and you do not understand or use the moon fluctuations.
Right.
So get my book, Moon Power. The new book will be here in 3 days. The first session sold out. The first print sold out. I'm having another print, and then it won't be available anymore. You have to respect the moon. Plus, you have to use your head, not your heart. Do you have any kids?
Yes, one.
You lost one? Sorry.
Yes.
Don't answer that. You don't have to answer that. I know. Do you raise the kid by yourself?
Yes.
That's what I
thought.
I'm
a single mom.
That's what I thought, honey.
Yeah, but he's his father.
If your mom had taken you to me when you were a little girl, I would have told her so many things. I would have even make a tape for you so that you can listen when you get 13 and 14 and 15 years old. So this way you would have skipped the tail of the dragon. But in many ways, children are beautiful. I'm sure your little boy, little girl, what is it?
He's a boy.
It must be gorgeous.
He's listening to you, and we heard you talk about when you were 7 years old and how that
really?
Happened to you, and that just... It's our first time listening to you. I told him, just sit down and listen to this man. I'm like, I've read a lot about him.
What month was he born, honey?
I'm sorry?
What month was he born?
He was born in June. He's a Gemini.
Oh, my gosh.
99.
They are fast, smart.
Yes.
Now, make sure you focus and concentrate, okay? Because you are the Gemini Cancer, but he is the typical June little boy. Gemini was communication, transportation, the radio, And they are they're phenomenal kids, but if he is always moving around, understand that is he nervous, is he active or not?
Yes, he is very active.
Remember, Gemini is controlled by a planet called Mercury. Mercury is the god who had wings on his heels, who brings the male to other gods. Mercury is a tiny planet to evolve around the sun real fast and controls your sun's light. Which means
son
could be also classified as an ADD.
Okay, yeah.
But understand that ADD is not a disorder. It's a gift. I am ADD. Einstein was ADD. Clinton is ADD. People who have made history are ADD. Never, ever stop your child. Don't let any doctor poison your kids with chemicals.
Okay.
You hear me?
He is mild asthmatic, and I've been given so many prescriptions, and I don't give it to him.
Don't give prescription to none of your kids. You're going to turn this genius kid into a doormat, and
no,
you're going to mess up his fate. I was the same when I was a kid. My mom had so much problem. Nobody wanted to take care of me when I was a kid. I was biting. I was screaming. I was kicking. Name it. They kicked me out of school. I was 12 years old. And told me I would never speak English. I would never be anything. I would do nothing in my life. Look at me now.
Yeah.
Do not mess up your child's psyche with chemicals, okay?
I will.
Take it from me. This child has abilities in the arts, creativity. It's going to be also... What year was he born, by the way?
He was born in 99.
Oh, he's born to be into the art. Oh, my gosh. Don't slow him down and have faith with him, okay? Guide him, discipline him, don't break his ego, and...
Do
very well.
Okay.
In your case, honey, you belong to the computer world. You belong to the world of New Age, and you could do very well as a healer or as an astral psychologist. Now, did you hear my offer about a course in Hawaii?
Yes, I Did you have one in Mexico? I just missed that one. I was there.
Well, I'm sorry, honey.
I don't know if you had it or not.
My next one would be in Hawaii, and after that, I'm going back to the Great Reef Barrier to teach in Australia. I just came back from there, but they allowed me out there. So anyway, if I can help you, let me know, because your dragon set in Aquarius is set to do very well for the children of the world. But you have to use high tech, and you have to bring your cosmic consciousness, and you have to ride your dragon's head. You're a good storyteller. You have great intuition. You're very sensitive. You're an extraordinarily beautiful and loving mom. You've got it all.
Thank you. But I don't see anything yet. You haven't said anything about a partner. I do have a relationship.
I mean, the tail of the dragon is in Leo.
Okay.
And that means, in order for you to be successful, you have to get off the tail of the dragon. You have to reach your head. You have to put yourself in a position where you would attract people that can stimulate you, because you get bored very fast.
Right.
Okay? You need people that can intellectually challenge you. You need people that are a little bit, that will understand your freedom.
Would I be compatible with the Leo?
Well, you would attract Leo, you would attract Sagittarius and Aries as a rule. The fire signs are on your tail. They are karmically connected to you.
Yeah.
These are the people that in your past life made your life misery, and you do have some karma with them.
Oh, wow.
And unless you do their chart and do comparison charts, you could easily fall in a karmic relationship. But with your stars, you're due for a soulmate. And it's probably through midlife or even the latest part of your life that you will find your soulmate, as I perceive it. But
I found him, because I've met him 14 years ago, and just barely 2 weeks we started to have this.
Well,
you know,
obviously there is something there. You met him that long.
Yeah.
So, you know, the only thing you have to do is, first of all, respect. Must respect you, and you must respect him.
Right.
Okay, you understand that.
Yeah.
Love is there, always there. But once you get, when you are with somebody for a while, the nasty side of your personality or his personality will show up. And this is where respect will save the situation. And if there is true love, respect will always be there. But when you have a husband or a boyfriend that starts to treat his girlfriend like dirt, oh my gosh, you should never deal with that. Women are set, I've learned by experience, to love and respect immediately. And I have learned in the course of my life, because I have lost so many beautiful people because I was a jerk, I have learned the hard way that women are here to teach men feeling, sensitivity, and respect, while men are here to teach women more independence and more strength. And ultimately, it works.
Yeah.
So have faith, be confident, love the guy, respect the guy, and use your intuition. Don't use your heart. Your heart will always lead you the wrong way.
Right. Well, that's why I think I never did anything 14 years ago. But now I feel it's more my intuition that's leading me.
Well, and then that's a good sign. That little voice inside of you, honey, will never lie to you.
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Good
luck
to you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Turing. Bye-bye.
Well, you know, When it comes to astrology or astropsychology for that matter, when I look at a female chart and I look at the location of Mars, in many ways it tells me the type of man that would fit that girl like a glove. It represents the masculine drive, the masculine instinct of that female. So let me give you an example. For example, if a lady is born with Mars in Cancer, well, you know that Cancer is the sign of home and family. So chances are this person either had an incredible, powerful, positive relationship with her dad, or just the opposite. This will lead that person to develop what you call an Oedipus complex, or she's looking for strength, she's looking for power, she's looking for security, she's looking for her dad. The dad that she had, and she wants to find in any man around you because she was so happy with that dad, or the dad she never had because she missed him so much. And subconsciously, a lot of ladies out there who do not have cosmic consciousness, let those stars play havoc on them, and they don't know what they are aiming for. We also have the fifth principle, which is located within the location of a planet called Saturn, which is a karmic planet. If somebody is born with Saturn into the sign of Taurus, Taurus, of course, is the sign of money because, again, subconsciously, Merrill Lynch Corporation, the financial institution, used the bull, knowing that the bull rules and controls Switzerland, where all the banks are located. Again, realize that the stars control, each sign controls countries and animals, and everything under the stars is under the jurisdiction of the stars. So this person born with Saturn and Taurus would have a natural subconscious fear of never being able to establish security or to make money. So this person would be looking for money and would turn itself into a gold digger. Forget about love. I want money. I want security before anything. There's so many different ways that those thoughts can be explained. I have a bit. Is there somebody in the line?
That sounds like a great advice, Dr. Turi.
Okay. It is.
Yes, this is Barry from Edmonton, Alberta.
Okay. What is your? Give me the month of your birth. Give me your date of birth.
June 12th, 67.
June the 12th,
1967.
All right, so you see, I want people to understand that Gemini, this is the second Gemini that called tonight, correct? You're the second one.
Yes.
The lady before you was also born in June. Incidentally, Gemini rules radio. A lot of Gemini travel through the airwaves. I worked with Art Bell, he's a Gemini. I worked with George Norrie, he is a Gemini. Many people that are in the broadcasting industry have a strong Gemini in their chart. All right, so like all Gemini, you too, my friend, the head of the dragon will be moving in Pisces in your 10th house of career, and the tail will be moving in your 4th house, which is your home and your real estate area. So one thing sure, you may buy a house, sell a house, or relocate away or close to the water because the tail we are enforced a restructure of all your domestic sceneries. It might put some stress with the family. Do you understand me?
Close to the water, you say?
Yes. While the head of the dragon is right on your 10th house of career, and Pisces rules the subconscious, the arts, metaphysics, spirituality, exotic place, Hawaii. So, incidentally, I'm doing my course when the dragon moves in the sign of Pisces in June. So be ready for that mutation of the dragon. So all of those born in June will, every one of them, will be affected by this dragon for the next 2 years.
In
time, you were born with the tail of the dragon in Scorpio. That dictates that in your past life, you were a female. You were not a male. But again, does not take anything away from your masculinity in this lifetime. You understand that?
Yes.
Your intuition, your sensitivity, your lack of trust, and sometimes the loss of self-esteem come from the feminine side of yourself. But this feminine side also makes you an investigator of the higher order, a very spiritual, inquisitive person.
Yep.
Sense again?
This is very true.
This tail of the dragon is in Scorpio, which rules the medical field, metaphysics, witchcraft, affairs involving other people, money, and the tail of the Scorpio can lead you to misery if you misuse the witchcraft residue that you developed during many, many past lives with the Indians. Do you have any neck problem or not?
Yes, I do.
Well, that means you've been hanged in some of your past lives in Russia and some of them in Switzerland. Your past life in Italy. So it's a very interesting chart here. Now, does those headaches give you also sinuses? I mean, does neck problem give you sinuses or headache problem?
I don't get so much headaches. I just I have something going down the right side of my body into my leg.
Okay. Well, let me see at your 6th house. Yes, you've got the tail of the dragon in your health area, in your 6th house, and that gives you a hidden dragon in Virgo, which means you're very much into health naturally. Because being a witch in past life, you were dealing with health, and homeopathic healing with plants and all sorts of incantation and even astrology for that matter. And as a Gemini, you are dabbled. So it's obvious that your etheric body is misaligned. You are not aligned properly. And that produces some of the pain or some of the stress either on the left or right side of your body.
How to correct that?
Well, first of all, we have to release your atlas, which is your neck area. We have to fix your back. And from there, that will release the stress and that you have on your pelvis that pinch the nerves. I explained to you. Well, there is a way to do it from distance. Can always try. You could try hydrotherapy. That means when you take your shower, you got to put your chin against your chest, your hand above your knees, and slowly but surely, inch by inch, you go down with a lot of hot water on your back until your hands touch your feet. How far can you go down? Can you touch your feet? Can you touch the floor without bending your knees or not?
Yes.
Okay, so you're flexible. And then you do that with the hot water running in your back, and then comes the ugly part. You've got to switch that water from hot to cold.
Okay.
What's happening is the hot water brings all the blood supply to the top of the skin, okay, and the cold water drives it back in immediately, and you have what you call an internal massage that works on all your synovial package, on your nerve endings and your muscles, and that should relieve the stress and the pain. If that doesn't work, you have to come and see me at the healing room. But that should work.
Okay, sounds good.
You got all that?
Sounds good. What can you tell me about the Calistic Candles ritual and how important that is to use?
Well, just order it. I mean, just it's free. Just email me and I'll send it to you.
Is that very effective?
Always explain in my newsletter. Do you sign up for my newsletters?
Yes.
Okay. If you are Hotmail or if you are AOL, you cannot sign up because your ISP provider tried to monopolize the internet, and they are terrible people. They stop everything. I believe they are Christians oriented.
Yeah.
Just email me and request it. It's very simple. It's set to clean up your environment. When you live in a house, you don't know, maybe somebody died in this house, or maybe some couple fought, and all the energy is still stuck in the walls, and it bounces back at you, and sometimes you feel restless, you cannot sleep, or you feel negative energy around you. It is coming from all this energy. This is how low entities survive, by making you negative, and when you generate negative thoughts, the low entities survive and suck your energy. They're like vampire from the astral plane. So the Kabbalistic candle ritual involves three candles, white for your spirit, blue for the physical manifestation, and green for your health, basically. It involves also some salt and some incense, some specific prayer, and the picture of your guardian angel or a guardian angel if you have one, or somebody deceased. And you do that after the new moon, and this Kabbalistic ritual has enough power to literally cleanse the entire neighborhood, if not the entire block. You got to do it at least every new moon as an incantation to keep all the negative energy away from your home, away from you. So
thank you very
just request it, and I'll send it to you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Turi. Have a good
all
night.
All
right. Okay, good night. Thank you.
Are you here?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you very much.
Did you understand all that I said?
Yes, I did. And thank you very much, and you have a good night.
All right, my friend. You have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, people, we are now 1 minute away from the end of the show. I cannot take no calls anymore. I just want to thank every one of you for tuning in tonight. Of course, I want to thank Don for the opportunity he is giving me to pass on my wisdom to all of you out there. Remember, I'm offering my course in Hawaii for $900 instead of $1,500. There is a lot of help for many of you, and just take a chance on me. Remember, I repeat it before I would end the show, the worst thing that you can do for yourself is to expect a new life, a better life, a successful life, and doing nothing about it. You got to take a chance. And if you mean it, the universe will be here to help you. Join me in Hawaii. Meet some of the very spiritual people out there, okay? And let me offer you a new career and a new life. All right, everybody. Make it a good night, and we shall see you next weekend. Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.